And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. As a rule, I have a pretty fair disposition, but by golly, today I'm going to do some real grouching. See, I know that some of you ladies are still thinking that you can't make good cake. Can't make good cake. Why, that's the most old-fashioned idea that... Oh, I suppose I shouldn't get riled up about it, but doggone it, it just seems a shame that your family should miss out on delicious cakes when they're so easy to make with new Sure Mix Crisco. Now, honestly, if I weren't absolutely certain that you can get better cakes with new Sure Mix Crisco than any you've ever made before, why, I wouldn't even bring the matter up, but I can definitely promise you that new Sure Mix Crisco, the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years, can give you higher, lighter, tenderer, and better-eating cakes than you ever made before. You see, it's like this. In the first place, new Sure Mix Crisco acts differently from any other household shortening we've ever seen. All the cake ingredients get together and stay together like real pals. And that's important. That's why new Sure Mix Crisco can give you an entirely new type cake batter. Crisco's cake batter is finer, smoother. It never separates or becomes grainy as cake batters made with other shortenings so frequently do. Now, with this wonderfully improved Sure Mix Crisco cake batter, it's only natural for you to expect better cakes. But, lady, you've no idea of the real surprise that's in store for you. Our baking tests, made with many different shortenings, show that with new Sure Mix Crisco, you can make higher cakes, lighter cakes, and they'll be tenderer and better-eating cakes than you can make with any other shortening. Now, no matter how enthusiastic I am about new Sure Mix Crisco, you'll never be convinced till you use it. So don't put it off. Get new Sure Mix Crisco today. Remember, no shortening we know of comes to you fresher, purer, or creamier than Crisco. And what's more, with new Sure Mix Crisco, you can make higher, lighter, tenderer, and better-eating cakes than you ever made before. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook. Mother and son have only just this moment arrived home, and they're removing their hats and coats. A voice from the living room calls. Listen.
You say?
Yes.
I'm home.
We know it. Saw your rubbers on the back porch.
I'm home, say.
All right, that's fine. Take my coat, Willie. Mm-hmm. Spread it out in the banister in the hallway. It's damp from melted snow, and I don't want it watered.
Okay. Hope you people don't have plans formulated requiring your presence here in the dipping room.
Why? You working?
Got a mean, rotten job foisted off on me, and I'll be busy as a horse clear up till supper time.
I'll clear out and leave you alone.
Well, please do. I have to be finished by 5 o'clock.
Telephone's ringing.
See who it is, will you? Hope it's no halfwit wanting to chew the fat. I can't spare a moment.
Hello? Yes. Yes, I believe he is. Rush.
Find your handy. Bluetooth Johnson?
Some kid.
No, well, it's no doubt.
Haven't the slightest notion.
Could be Rooster Davis.
We'll cut his shot, Andy.
Hello? Yes. Hello there. Willis Roarback, by George.
We'll cut his shot.
Where you been since the cat died, Willis? Haven't seen you for a week. Excellent health, excellent health. Temperature normal, pulse regular, blood pressure steady, and appetite strong. And yourself?
Don't sit there and scowl and work yourself up, Vic. You'll be done in a second, and I'll shoo him out in the kitchen.
A very, very slight headache the day before yesterday, hey, Willis. Mighty sorry to hear it. You're completely recovered now, I trust? Fine. Your brother stubbed his toe? That is bad news. Stubbed his toe, huh? How'd it happen?
Oh, my.
Get through there, son.
Beg pardon?
Get through there. You're holding up your father's work.
I'll tell Willis goodbye right this second if you want me to.
We'll do that.
Of course, he's right in the middle of a story about his brother stubbing his toe.
Bid him farewell, nevertheless.
He's talking in the telephone here to beat the band.
Bid him farewell.
Goodbye, Willis. Kind of an impolite thing to do. Willis' feelings will probably be hurt.
Can this room be cleared now, Sadie?
Sure, we'll need to be.
Got a perfectly rotten job on my hands here.
Office stuff?
No. Fact of the matter is, Y.Y. Flirch is in town.
Yeah?
Down at the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
You're doing some work for him?
A special favor. Day before yesterday, he was voted the best-looking man on the west side of Lester, Nebraska.
Y.Y. Flirch was voted best-looking man?
Best-looking man on the west side of town.
Not this town.
course not this town.
Well, don't jump down a person's throat.
Best looking man on the west side of Lester, Nebraska. The town he lives in.
What's the favor?
I'm supposed to write him a piece about it.
About being elected best looking man?
Yeah. He's anxious to have an article to submit to the Lodge magazine and several farm journals and other periodicals. I didn't see how I could turn down. We're exalted big dippers and all that. And it's a darn mean chore. I'm not used to composing fancy essays for publication.
Did he come to town for the express purpose of having you write an article about what a good-looking man he is?
No, he's on his way to Covington, Kentucky. Train leaves at 5:30. I promised him I'd have something thrown together before then so he could take it with him.
Well, whoever elected him best looking man...
Top on thing.
We'll answer it. And if it's any of your dimwit sidekicks, give them the bum's rush.
You're asking me to give my friends the cold shoulder?
I'm telling you to.
Hello. Yeah. Yes, I believe so. One second.
Miss Dembottom?
Forgot.
Oh, thunder. Most likely Charlie Razor's come wanting to chin.
Not Charlie. I know Charlie's voice.
Hello? Yeah? Oh, sing spittle-less dumb cluck choke. Cornucopia ad libris nomenclature slap.
Why, why, Lurch?
Sure.
Speak to him.
I'll say.
Well, I got a start on it, why, why? Yeah, truth of the matter is, I'm not used to composing literary articles, and you may be disappointed with... Huh? Well, I'll do my best, sure. I think I'll have something for you before your train goes. Yeah. Okay, why, why. You bet, YY. All right, YY. Goodbye, YY.
What's his big hurry for the article?
He's on his way to Covington, Kentucky, and like to have it to submit to the Covington, Kentucky newspapers.
He expects Covington, Kentucky people to be interested in pieces about how good-looking he is?
YY Flirch has friends in Covington, Kentucky by the score.
Well, why don't he write the piece himself?
He's too modest. Guy can't sing his own praises.
What beats me is anybody electing him best-looking man on earth.
Not best-looking man on earth, Sadie.
Best-looking man any place.
Best-looking man on the west side of Lester, Nebraska.
I'd like to have a glimpse of the other men on the west side of Lester, Nebraska once.
I thought just... the room was to be cleared and I was to be left alone.
Come on, Willie. Let's leave your father by himself so he can write down what a beautiful, beautiful creature YY.
Oh, wait a second. See what you think of the way this sounds.
Hmm.
Only got a paragraph or two.
No.
You listening?
Sure.
But thing of beauty is a joy forever, said the famous poet. And this well-known quotation may be applied without reservation to the person of YY Flirch, celebrated paternal dignitary. YY Flirch is a citizen of Lester, Nebraska, where he is an ornament to the community and a powerful figure in the local government. Within the last fortnight...
Telephone thing.
You know how to answer it? Simply lift the pendant-shaped object at your ear and you'll hear a voice.
Okay.
How's this sound, Sage?
Fine.
Oh. Yes, just a second.
Miss Sambottom?
Forgot. YY Flirch again.
Oh, shucks.
When did he get to town?
2:00 this afternoon. Hello? Yeah. Him spittle est dumb clock choke. Cornucopia ad libris nomenclature slap.
Yes.
Mention your eyes? Well, what about him, YY? Longest lashes on the west side of Lester, Nebraska? Okay. I'll make a note of it. Sure. Okay, YY. You bet. No, I'll have something for you. Okay, YY. Goodbye, YY. What's eating this slob? I can't get anywhere if he interrupts me every 4 seconds.
Does anybody in particular want a piece about how good-looking he is?
He wants it.
Anybody else, though?
If people want my opinion, I think...
We haven't been very successful about clearing the room, have we, Sadie?
Come on, Rush, let's go. We'll leave your father.
No, wait, I want you to hear what you think of this.
Why, Flirch, it's a joy forever.
Will you listen, please?
Go ahead.
A thing of beauty is a joy forever, said the famous poet. And this well-known quotation may be applied without reservation to the person a YY
flirt.
I'll get it.
Probably YY flirt you in.
Yeah.
Listen, if that's Ruthie, don't you dare talk rough and short to her.
No. Sim spiddle est dum cock choke. Or in a copia ad libris nomenclature slap. What's the trouble this trip, YY? Well, how close was the election? You won by a single vote, huh? Okay. Listen, YY, I think I got enough material now, so it won't be necessary for you to phone me up anymore. No. I'll be rushed to get something accomplished as it is. Yeah. Okay, YY. Bye-bye, YY. A slob.
Thought he was one of your dearest old chums.
Well, the half-wit don't use his head. Now, listen to this now. Extremely modest and retiring, in spite of his forceful personality and vigorous drive, YY Furch blushed like a girl when he was told the result. He gave credit to clean living and wholesome exercise for his success. Addressing the group of dear friends who clustered about him admiringly, he spoke these simple words: I may be good looking. I may be wonderful looking. But whether I'm good looking or not, my thoughts should be directed towards it. I'll handle that.
One side, ma'am.
I'll say. Yeah. Sim spittle as dumb cock choke. Cornucopia ad libris nomenclature slap. Say, listen, Flirch. I'm not writing any article, Flirch. Well, you can take your good looks and throw them in the creek, Flirch. Goodbye, Flirch. So much for Flirch.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, what do you do with cold boiled potatoes? At our house, we chop them up fine with corned beef, add seasoning, a little milk, and make patty cakes. And when they're floured and fried crisp and golden and new sure mix Crisco, believe me, you've got some. You see, no shortening we know of comes to you fresher or purer than Crisco. This means that foods fried the fresh Crisco way are really delicious because they keep their natural fresh flavors and can be as digestible as if baked. And say, here's something else I want you to know about new Sure Mix Crisco. Sure Mix Crisco is the only household shortening we know of that can offer you these three wonderful new cake-making advantages. That's right, our baking tests show that cakes made with new Sure Mix Crisco are higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than cakes made with any other shortening. And believe me, they're better eating cakes, too. So switch over to new Sure Mix Crisco today. It's the only shortening you need for all your baking and frying. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.